glutton left starving. Who am I? What am I? Oh, yes. Chess. For squares. The psychedelic dance of ebony and nacre. A name on this paper. Ding Li Ran. That must be me. Confusion sets in for the emperor, his manhood threatened and ridiculed by the soldiers he entrusted all those many, long, brutal years. All he remembers is defeat, the hard lashes on his papyrus skin. He's a broken man, bereft of principles. On his way to hell, he sees a glutton aiming at his throat with paws of shade, sapping the little light a tunnel promises someday. The animal spirit is so fast, so strong, exuding a demonic scent of finality. Amidst the starless night, ding, hears a voice. Far, far away, barely audible. He lends his might to that one chance. If I die here, he thinks, let it be with a cry, not a murmur. The voice continues, reassures him. You have done so much already. No one will blame you to surrender now. Come back home to sweet, delicate one Joe. Stop fighting with yourself. It's over. So what? So what? So what? The demon steps back. He knows of Ding's fury. Few spectacles lay barer the beauty of nature than the monstrous flames of anger the mild may call. Ding hates that voice. He hates defeat. So much time wasted, yelling at the sky, hoping for a sign or a quick end to his suffering. Enough! 20 minutes. Give me less. The day is mine. The glutton overplayed his hand. He thought inserting himself into Ding the Dickless's failures would bring the coveted victory. Most men would have let him wipe his buttocks on their cheeks. Ding has very little patience with nothingness. The shades vaporize amid the flames. All that remains is a naked glutton called the Fabening. He smiles as if to excuse himself, tries to pursue the voyage. But he knows the end, and no amount of willpower may bring the raft back to friendly shores. The water itself is boiling, and the glutton drowns, slowly, drinking vapor and icy water burning his inner self. The magician dissolves until a single bubble, signifying defeat, dies at the surface. Mesmerized by the broken chains of destiny, the other heroes fear waking up giants. Most valuable Le Grave, ever so slippery, throws the sanitizer's content onto the board. The peacekeeper stays the course and arrives to his usual end. None are hurt. The smiling chaos plays a friendlier game than Coran de Graaf. The battlefield is full of mud. Kirill Lackland will surely slip, he thinks. Wrong. The White Death commands the elements to a standstill and strikes! Then hesitates. It can't work. Too many ways to escape. I do not hate you, Ian. Nothing is won by violence alone. Let us rest as allies. Not every Russian is so malleable. Sasha, of thousand hearts, opens them to submerge Wang in clean, immaculate blood. But the Undying knows better. He simply does not care. Would it be a million arrows pointed at his scowling face? He brushes past, finds a tiny, miraculous flight, and whistles his way out of danger. Draw again. The hollow sun shall set and rise twice on Yekaterinburg, and I, dear listeners, will find you again on the other side.